In Atlantic City, New Jersey, the Trump Taj Mahal Casino took its final bets this morning. It's been years since Donald Trump ran the casino and decades since he hosted the lavish grand opening, reported on at the time by TV personality Robin Leach.
At the historic meeting of showbiz and big biz, music's magic man and the Midas mogul ran the media gauntlet to open the world's glitziest casino. That fan hysteria reminded
Even before the Taj Mahal opened, there were signs of trouble. One financial analyst predicted correctly that the casino would flop. That analyst was promptly fired under pressure from Donald Trump. But that's not the end of the story, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
That financial analyst was Marvin Roffman. He'd been covering gambling in Atlantic City for more than a decade. And when he looked at the numbers for the Trump Taj Mahal, Roffman was not impressed.
It was such an expensive project, and it was so huge. This was like two casinos opening at the same time, and there was enormous debt.
In order to buy the unfinished Taj Mahal Casino and get it open, Donald Trump raised $675 million, mostly from junk bonds. Roffman was skeptical that any casino would make enough money to cover the interest payments on those bonds. So when reporters from the Wall Street Journal called, that's exactly what Roffman told them.
I said that when the Taj opened, it would break every record in the book. And that strong business would continue during May, June, and July. But when the cold winds of October came, it wasn't going to make it.
A few weeks later, the story ran in the newspaper. Donald Trump was not happy. He faxed a letter to Roffman's boss at the firm Janney Montgomery Scott with an ultimatum.
Either you dismiss Mr. Roffman immediately, or he publicly apologizes, or I will institute a major lawsuit against your firm. That was the crux of the letter.
Roffman's boss wrote a letter of his own. It was an apology to Donald Trump, which Roffman signed. But Trump wasn't satisfied. He wanted changes to the letter, saying the Taj Mahal would be successful. Roffman said no.
And of course, they fired me on the spot.
The Trump Taj Mahal opened for business in April of 1990. Here's how Trump described it to CNN's Larry King at the time.
We've broken every record. You're seeing numbers that nobody's ever seen before. It's a great building.
The Taj Mahal was bringing in enormous piles of money that first summer. But when the cold winds of October came, the casino missed its first debt payment. By 1991, the Taj Mahal was in bankruptcy court. Marvin Roffman was in court, too. He won a $750,000 arbitration judgment against his former employer, and he sued Donald Trump as well. That case settled out of court. Roffman says he used the money to start his own business. When he talks about Donald Trump today, Roffman doesn't sound bitter. And he said something that surprised me.
The man's a likable man. You know, from the standpoint of running casinos, I don't put him in the Mozart category.
What category do you put him in?
He's not one of the stars, I can tell you that.
Would you vote for the guy? Are you going to vote for the guy?
Frankly, I'm going to vote for him.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Marvin Roffman still thinks Trump did a lousy job of running his casinos, but when it comes to marketing, he says, Trump takes a back seat to nobody. Joel Rose, NPR News.